From the banks of the Colorado River in Lake Mead to the homes and businesses in Southern Nevada, welcome to Water Smarts, the podcast pumping from the heart of Las Vegas, where we engage with the experts who keep the water flowing throughout Southern Nevada. I'm Bronson Mack.
And I'm Crystal Zelke. From how we treat it, deliver it, use it, protect it, and conserve it, the Water Smarts podcast is all about water in Southern Nevada. We hope to make you a little smarter about the one thing that keeps us all connected, water.
Hey, Crystal, how are you today?
Doing good, Bronson. It's summertime here in Vegas.
Yes.
Is it officially? I think this week that we're recording this is the official summer solstice, which we've been really lucky so far not to have super hot weather.
Right.
But you know what it does mean? It means you need to drink more water because we're all dehydrated with this
great
summer.
Point.
So yeah. So I always have my hydro flask with me wherever I go. Like that thing is like that poor thing. I've dropped it on my toe. I've dropped it in the driveway. I've dropped it everywhere. It's all bent out of shape, but I literally carry that everywhere with me and I fill it up. And the other day I was just kind of grabbing some more water on the go. I was thinking about everything that it takes to bring that water to me all the way up to my house in Summerlin, from Lake Mead to a treatment facility, through our reservoirs, through our pipe systems.
Yep.
And I know a lot of people don't think about that. We take it for granted when we turn on our tap. What about you?
So true. We all take that for granted. And that's kind of a good thing because it just reaffirms for the community that water agencies here in Southern Nevada are doing their part to protect that water, to deliver it so that you don't have to think about it, so that we meet the demand every time you turn on that tap. But you are absolutely right. The amount of effort that goes into not just delivering that water, but that water has to be protected the entire journey from Lake Mead to your tap. And that is about protecting water quality, the quality of the drinking water coming out of the tap. And today, SNWA's laboratory manager, Carolyn Faircloth, is here to talk with us a little bit about what it takes to do just that, protect that water quality as it makes its way to your tap. Carolyn Faircloth, welcome back to the Water Smarts Podcast.
Hi, Bronson and Crystal. Thank you for inviting me back to the Water Smarts Podcast. It's great to be back talking water quality.
Well, we are so glad to have you back, Carolyn. And, you know, obviously water quality is a topic that we may not think a whole lot about as users of water, but there is a whole lot of work that goes into protecting that water and making sure that it is safe for our community. Can you just share a little bit with our listeners about why our water quality here in Southern Nevada is so high and really some of the most reliable water in the nation?
Absolutely, Bronson. Our facilities here are world-class. We have world-class testing and treatment facilities here at Southern Nevada Water Authority. Our treatment facilities use ozone to destroy bacteria and other organisms, such as E. coli, Cryptosporidium, and other enteroviruses that make people, very sick. Our laboratory then goes out and collects water samples at the treatment plants, at the lake, out at Lake Mead, and in the distribution system to ensure that we are producing a high quality drinking water for our community. And not only is our lab here certified by the state of Nevada laboratory accreditation body, we also just recently received the NELAC Institute TNI accreditation, which is a national voluntary for us accreditation, but it does follow ISO standards, which is International Organization for Standardization, and that's ISO 17025 standards. So that's, national and international, if you will, standardization. So that's a very big deal for the lab and just kind of continues to show the level of quality that we put in what we do. So we also do all this testing to make sure that we meet local, state, and federal requirements. We go above and beyond those requirements. So for example, in 2022, we collected 53,000 water samples. And of those water samples, we analyzed about 300,000 analyses. So that ranges from chemical to microbial, as I had mentioned earlier. And so we go above and beyond even the regulatory requirements, the federal and state. We, analyze the 91 EPA required regulated contaminants, but we also analyze for about 75 unregulated contaminants as well. And this monitoring kind of just goes on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So the analyses continue to flow through the lab and we drink the water too. So we just want to ensure that our families, our friends, and our community receives a high quality drinking water product.
So, Carolyn, there are no days off at the water quality laboratory, but you did mention that you take samples from the distribution system. What does that mean when you take samples from the distribution system? Are you taking samples from like pipelines in like residential neighborhoods?
Actually, we are. So we do collect samples from residential dedicated sample stations that are approved by the state. And then we also collect samples from various locations, such as commercial properties, backflow devices, things like that. We also collect samples from the transmission system, so such as like the big reservoirs or turnouts, as we call them. So we're monitoring throughout the distribution system.
Awesome. And the results of all those tests that you were talking about, Carolyn, are made available to the public, and they're very easily accessible online on our websites. Can you kind of explain to people how they can review the results of those tests and see for themselves what's actually in the water?
Absolutely, Crystal. So the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act requires all public water agencies to produce and distribute a water quality report every year. It's also called a consumer confidence report, and that's kind of the official title. Most utilities call it a water quality report. We go out and collect the water samples for our member agencies, which we're responsible for 13 public water systems, such as City of Henderson, Las Vegas Valley Water District, Nellis Air Force Base, or a few examples. We provide the results from the monitoring that we do at our water treatment plants, as well as throughout those distribution systems, so that those public agencies can produce their reports to their communities and customers each year. Customers can find links to the water quality reports on snwa.com under water quality. There's links to the different public water systems, so anybody can click on a link and it'll take you right to those websites, or you can even visit your water provider's website directly. For example, Las Vegas Valley Water District lists their consumer confidence report or water quality report online, but they also send out a copy of the report in the mail in the summer, typically before July 1st.
So you can get access to water quality information directly from the Southern Nevada Water Authority website, Las Vegas Valley Water District website, as well as the City of Henderson and North Las Vegas, if that's your water provider. And you mentioned that the water quality report comes out in summer, and the Las Vegas Valley Water District is mailing that out to their customers, making that all transparent and accessible to the community. Carolyn, you mentioned that there are 91 regulated contaminants for which your laboratory and water quality technicians and scientists are monitoring and testing for. And the EPA oversees the administration of the Safe Drinking Water Act, and the Safe Drinking Water Act then requires that the EPA set national health-based standards for drinking water. That's to protect public health against any naturally occurring or man-made contaminants that might be found in drinking water. But can you tell our listeners just a little bit about some of the contaminants that the Southern Nevada Water Authority tests for? And then what do we do when we find a contaminant?
Absolutely. The SNWA lab tests for various contaminants. I think I mentioned earlier, from chemical to microbial. We even collect samples for radiologicals, although we subcontract those out because we don't have the capability to analyze those. But the contaminants vary. We collect tests from A to Z, so literally from aluminum to zinc. So trained scientists and analysts and specialists operate highly advanced and very sensitive instrumentation to analyze the samples. Our instruments can detect down to parts per million or parts per billion in some cases. To kind of equate that, parts per million is equivalent to about 3 drops in a 42-gallon barrel. Parts per billion is equal to 1 drop in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. So these concentrations are very, very low, and that to ensure that, again, that we're meeting or surpassing the EPA's MCLs, which are maximum contaminant levels. Just because we find a contaminant in the water doesn't mean that it's a level that poses a health risk. EPA and state regulators determine what a safe level is for potential contaminants. I mentioned the maximum contaminant level, which is the MCL. So for all those contaminants, there's a set MCL. For example, nitrate has an MCL of 10 parts per million. We may see that at a fraction of that MCL, and just because we see it doesn't mean it's at a level of concern, but we do have to report that. And so our, again, our water supply does meet or surpass the federal regulations. If we do detect a contaminant, so if we find it above the MCL, if it exceeds the MCL, the Public Water Agency is required to notify the State of Nevada Bureau of Safe Drinking Water Division about that exceedance. We then have to do, you know, follow-up testing and monitoring, and then we notify the community through what's called a public notice. So that may be in bill inserts, letters to the community, postings, and or the annual water quality report.
So I've said many times on this podcast, Bronson and I have had conversations about drinking the tap water. We both have cabinets full of hydro flasks because our families use those to put the water in. I don't have any problems drinking it unfiltered. I grew up here, so I'm used to it. But I know one of the complaints we get a lot, and probably one of the most, is that our water is very hard. And sometimes it can taste a little chalky to people. Carolyn, can you explain why our water is so hard and why that is not a water quality issue?
Absolutely, Crystal. And I too have an obsession with hydro flasks and have cabinets full of them. So I as well drink the water. And I have two words for you, calcium and magnesium. That's the reason why some folks may think that the water tastes chalky. They may have a buildup, like a white buildup film on their fixtures and faucets, maybe spots on glassware. And that's because the Colorado River is our main source of our water in Lake Mead, and it has a very high mineral content. So we do see a higher level of magnesium and calcium in our water, and that is why. So this is an aesthetic issue, and it does not impact health.
Carolyn, thank you for addressing that. I'm glad you talked through a little bit about the hardness of the water. And, you know, we get that question a lot. Look, the Colorado River winds through miles and miles of canyons before it makes its way here to Lake Mead. I mean, it even comes through the Grand Canyon, right? And like you said, it's not a safety issue. But if you don't like the taste or don't like how hard water affects your house or your plumbing, you can certainly invest in a home water filtration system or a water softener. Helps to address some of those aesthetic issues. From a taste standpoint, we always encourage people, you know, you can fill a pitcher of water and put it in the refrigerator. That helps to improve the taste. You can always put a little citrus in there too. Very helpful in that. And a lot of the refrigerators that people have in their homes already have active carbon filters on them. So they are already helping to improve that taste to your own preference. But Carolyn, before we go, can you explain what type of information people can find in their water provider's water quality report?
Absolutely, Bronson. Generally, the water quality report is required to include the water source information, as we were talking about, the Colorado River, and some groundwater wells in some of the public water systems, such as Las Vegas Valley Water District. And what that gives you is the information, or gives the consumer information, of where their water, their tap water, comes from. It also will include an abbreviated list of monitored contaminants, but only those that are detected. So I mentioned earlier, the MCLs will be listed. Those maximum contaminants are listed. The levels of the contaminants that we may have seen throughout the year's worth of monitoring. Again, not that we've exceeded those MCLs, but it's just in there because we detected it. So we want to just make it transparent, make customers aware of what is in their water. In addition, there's the minimum and maximum and average levels of those contaminants for the past year. Just trying to be transparent again as to the different levels that are throughout the distribution system. Other information is where you can find water assessment for those contaminants that were monitored. So, you know, there should be a phone number to call or a URL to look for more information on a water assessment for the public water system. Water utilities may have similar test results as each other because SNWA, again, provides the results for the monitoring at the treatment plants. All public water systems need to put the water treatment plant's results in their data tables as well. Again, folks can find links on the SNWA website, so snwa.com, under water quality. And again, there you can find information on the water quality reports. Sometimes you might find full summaries of data, as well as frequently asked questions about things like, as we mentioned earlier, hardness or taste, things like that. And then also some of the potential contaminants that could be in water just in general. So there's a great frequently asked questions page on SNWA and LVVWD websites.
Well, Carolyn, that is a lot of great information when it comes to protecting the quality of our drinking water. There's federal regulation, there's state regulation, there's sampling that takes place, there's analysis of those samples, all done by scientists in a state-of-the-art laboratory right here in Southern Nevada, helping to make sure that the water that comes out of your tap meets or surpasses those standards so that you can use it, drink it, consume it with confidence. Carolyn Faircloth, manager of SNWA's Water Quality Laboratory, thank you so much for joining us here on the Water Smarts Podcast.
Thanks again, Brunson and Crystal, for having me on the Water Smarts Podcast and sharing information on what SNWA does each and every day to ensure our community receives high quality drinking water.
You bet. Thanks for protecting that water for all Southern Nevadans.
Do you have thirsty grass? You're in luck. The Southern Nevada Water Authority will give you cash for your grass. Convert your useless lawn to Water Smart Landscaping and receive a cash rebate from the SNWA. Start saving water and money today by visiting snwa.com. SNWA is a not-for-profit water agency.
Well, Crystal, another good episode. Great having Carolyn on and hear about all the good work that she's doing out there to protect the quality of the water that's coming out of our taps.
Yeah, we have a lot of really smart, great folks that work out at our lab in both the water quality lab and the research and development area of the lab. So those people that go in every day and do what they do is why I feel comfortable and good drinking our water. I don't have any issues with it. Like I've said before, the taste doesn't bother me. But yeah, when it comes down to it, I know that our water is cared for. It's safe. It's good.
Yep. And just like you, drinking the tap water at our house, and in fact, made all of my children's baby bottles with tap water. I mean, that just shows the level of confidence that I have in that work. And you know, the other thing that was really interesting in it, you know, it's a little complex for some of us because we don't know what all of these acronyms are. But Carolyn talked about the fact that the laboratory that is operated by the Southern Nevada Water Authority has all kinds of certifications associated with it. Some of those certifications being voluntary. And in fact, we are the only municipal water agency in the state of Nevada that has some of these certifications, and some of only a few that have it nationwide. So that in and of itself is extremely impressive. And she didn't even hit on all of the awards and certifications that the lab and treatment facilities have received over the years.
Yeah, so just so everybody is aware, because I don't know if we talked about this at the very top, but we have two state-of-the-art water treatment facilities here in Southern Nevada. We have our Alfred Merritt Smith treatment facility out at Lake Mead, and then we have our River Mountains facility. And both of those have won in the past, just in the last few years, the Excellence in Water Treatment Award from the Partnership for Safe Water. So they both go above and beyond when it comes to treating and testing our water.
Yep, that is right. Keeping your water safe, making sure that it is meeting or surpassing the standards so that you can use it, drink it, consume it, all with confidence. Well, that's it for this episode here on the Water Smarts Podcast. We hope you subscribe and listen next time. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. You can find us via email at watersmarts@snwa.com. That's watersmarts@snwa.com. We'll get back to you with an answer, and you might even hear one of your questions on a future podcast. Thanks for listening, and we hope you join us here next time on Water Smarts.